raise the sleeping. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, to raise the sleeping. We have many misinterpretations of words throughout the Bible, as it happens so easily in all of life. And one of the misinterpretations is the word death and the word sleeping. We are so often recalled to hear the words of Jesus as he said to his disciples, "Go out and preach and teach and heal and raise the dead." Well, I believe it was quite likely that he meant raise the sleeping, because he could never use a word that would be inconsistent with what he believed. And he believed that all were whole and perfect, and all were alive, only sleeping. And so, to raise the sick, to heal the sick, to call forth the wholeness in everyone, and to call forth the life in everyone, to raise the sleeping, to raise those who are unaware of their wholeness. These things more readily reflect the teaching of the Jesus the Christ that I believe in and I know. I cannot imagine the man Jesus, or the Christ certainly, consciousness, ever saying that something like illness exists, imperfection exists, death exists. For if the Christ consciousness were ever to admit that, or recognize that, or call that into being, then that's what we would experience. That's what we would all know. And apparently, that's what we are knowing. We are placing our emphasis on the wrong direction. Now, the early Christians did just contrary to what Jesus taught them to do. He said, go out and teach and share and let people know the truth. And if they don't want to take it, shake the dust of that community off your feet and leave quickly. Leave quickly. Do not feel unkind about the community. Just leave quickly and go and teach and share what and where you are desired, where you are expected, where the people are ready to receive what you have to say. And what they're ready to receive is the ideal that we sometimes are sleeping. We sometimes are unaware of how wonderful we are and how eternal we are. The fact is, we are eternal, we are wonderful. And the fact is that we are wonderfully made, and our body is whole and perfect all the time. Our body is the ideal body at all times. Our body is an outpicturing of whatever we think about. And if we think we can, we can. And if we think we can't, we can't. If we think we are whole and perfect, we are whole and perfect. If we think we are not whole and perfect, then that illusion becomes an apparent reality to us, and we empower it to be something that we experience in our life. Is that the type of thing we want? Are those the concepts that we want to have in our world? The concepts of limitation? Whatsoever things I have done, ye shall do also in greater things than these. There was no limitation there. And no, Lazarus only sleeps. He didn't raise Lazarus from the dead. We say he raised him from the dead because we say Lazarus was dead. We say the symptoms of death were there with Lazarus. And therefore, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, but he didn't. Jesus said he only sleepeth. Jesus said of any being whom he spoke to who was apparently sleeping very deeply, arise, come forth. It is done. And there was no time in which that rising took place. There was no recuperation area. There was no time that they had to get well. There was no time they had to get their strength back. Instantly, they were strong enough to get up and do things and be of assistance in the world that they were living. They only slept. Do you have to get your strength back when you wake up from a deep sleep? Oh, you just sort of yawn and stretch, but that's all. And everything is back in divine order again. Kind of wonderful, isn't it? Reorganize in your mind, as I do in mine, that there is no death. There is only sleeping. By any other word we call it, there is no illness. There is only the attention to its opposite, or not its opposite, but attention to illness rather than health. So this day, we turn our attention to health. We turn our attention to wholeness. We turn our attention to life everlasting. We turn our attention to our immortality, for it is ours now and forevermore. He only sleepeth. You're whole and perfect. This is the truth of who we are and who we will always be. Have a lovely day. Be whole and perfect. Arise from that sleep. Now is the time. I love you. I love you. I love you.